Hello and welcome back to A World Without, with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if someone from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without holes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I'm going to be honest with you guys, I think this topic's stupid.
And like some of our other ones haven't been?
Well, no, but like this one's like, I just think everything's a hole in it.
Well, I mean, don't go around telling people that, please. That's all I ask.
Right. This one feels, it felt too big to get my head around. I'm going to be honest. It was just like.
Or to put your head in.
To put my head in. It's a room, not a hole in a building. You know, like, everything I could think of was a hole, effectively. When I boiled it down, and I was just like, I give up this one. It's just a world without everything, is what we've basically done it.
I could just imagine you sitting there, like, looking around the room, being like, oh, there's a hole. Wait, everything's a hole. And they're just like, this camera.
I got a bit stressed out with this one. This one really did bother me, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, dear. Well, hey.
So soothe me, Chris. Give me some good news.
Soothe you? Okay, let me try and lay the soothe on. But okay. I guess let's delve into your issues first, right? Lay them out on the table, put them in the hole, whatever we want to do. So what is a hole?
Everything.
Really?
We've just discussed this, Chris. Everything is a hole.
Well, I've boiled it down to two holes. There are two hole types that you can have.
Oh, right.
You can have a sort of, like a ditch hole. Like if I went out in the garden and I started digging with a shovel, I'd make a little hole in the ground, right?
Yeah.
Or you can have like a through hole, something that goes all the way through something and goes out the other side. Like if I did that in the garden, I'd be in Australia right now, which...
Well, yeah.
And dead.
Yeah, the journey's not nice, I don't reckon.
No.
But yes, you're right. There are two. One's a divot, one's a thing you can go all the way through.
Before we go on, actually, is this our first double negative? Like, if a hole is just the lack of something, you can't have a hole on its own. It has to be the void within something else, right? So should we not be calling this episode A World With Filled In Bits?
Not as catchy, is it?
It's not as catchy. Does that one please you?
I think we'll stick with A World With That Hole. No, maybe this begins to boil down where my problem with it lies. It's because, yeah, like a hole isn't actually a thing. As you say, it's like the absence of stuff.
Yeah.
I find it hard to quantify when something does and does not become a hole. Because when I looked at it, it said it had to be circular, and I very much disagree that a hole has to be circular.
Some of my favourite holes aren't circular.
Such as?
Square holes.
Right. Good.
I didn't think you was going to quiz me, if I'm honest. I wasn't prepared. Speaking of which, though, have you seen that drill that can drill a square hole?
No.
I've learned about it about three times over, and every time I remember it, it amazes me, and I always forget how it works. Genius,
Is it like a pneumatic drill where it just like keeps hitting it as opposed to actually drilling, and therefore just like makes a square?
Like a dent, a big square dent. No, I think it's got like this, instead of having like a middle shaft, it has like a kind of weird cam shaft thing, so it kind of ends up making a square hole. But yeah, I need to look it back up again, because honestly, hours of entertainment watching square holes being drilled.
I should do that right after this. Evening plans sorted.
So without these holes, is everything now technically bulletproof?
Pardon? I feel like this is a leap. Did I fall asleep? What? Hold on.
I mean, if you shoot something with a bullet, it makes a hole in it, right? But now a hole can't be made. So is like tissue paper bulletproof?
I guess so. Well, no, because I would say if you rip a piece of tissue paper in half, you haven't made a hole in it, have you?
You haven't made a hole in it, you're right.
And like, if you just rip it from the top, you haven't made a hole in it, you made a tear in it. And so I feel like it tears more than a hole is in it.
Right. Okay, so still don't wear armour made of tissue.
No, probably not.
Is what we're learning. But I guess if it doesn't like that does sometimes definitely make a hole in like metal and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's a definite hole there. So how does that work now with physics just generally? Like,
I think this is one where physics just can't apply. You can't get rid of holes. It just doesn't work.
Well, I think there's two options, right? It either goes super stretchy and you end up just with this like massive dent through your body sticking out the other side with a bullet at the very end of it. Or it's like in the movies, like it flies you back 20 feet and you fly backwards because you're now impenetrable. There's nowhere for the force to go.
Yeah, it still really hurt though.
Oh yeah, it's still really hurt. I'm not saying we're...
It's just like getting punched really hard instead of it going through you. It's just being like punched at 300 miles. How fast does a bullet go?
That is fast.
I just guess 300. I feel like it's faster than 300 miles an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I genuinely have no concept of bullet speeds.
I feel like it's close to the speed of sound, which is what, like 330 meters per second?
Yeah, because don't they say that you hear the shot before you feel the shot?
That depends how far away you are.
True.
If it's a sniper, probably, yeah. But I think if they're like at point blank, I reckon it's about the same.
Yeah, sound is surprisingly slow, isn't it?
It's really lagging behind light, isn't it?
it's so in the dark. Come on, sound, get your game together, speed up a bit.
The underperforming younger brother. Disappointment of the family.
Yeah. We really need to get like a professional scientist on this show one day to answer all of the scientific, philosophically questions about stuff.
No, I like us just guessing.
Oh, you just like the guesses.
I like the guessing, but that's my favourite bit of the podcast. Is just having no idea about anything. But I'm pretty sure it's this.
I doubt they'd return our calls anyway, so it probably doesn't matter.
I think it'd be quite a painful experience for anyone who actually had any kind of knowledge to be part of this whole experience.
But look, so Dr. Schaefer, what about tissue paper armour?
And then he just gets up and leaves. He's like, right, yeah, this isn't worth it. I don't care how much you're paying me. This is
ridiculous. I thought they'd do it for free, but okay.
Oh, God.
Bit of good news.
Oh, finally.
Finally, in this dark world we live in.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese. You get more Swiss cheese in your Swiss cheese now.
Does it stop being Swiss cheese? Isn't that what makes Swiss cheese Swiss?
I thought it was coming from Switzerland, but sure.
That definitely makes more sense. But why all the holes then?
I think it's something to do with bacteria or dirt or something. I don't know. It's certainly not somebody blowing bubbles into...
This is that example where we need that scientist again, isn't it?
Exactly. Why did we send him away?
We're just guessing.
We need a cheese scientist.
But I think it loses some of its charm without the holes, don't you think? Now it's just like every other cheese.
You're right, it certainly loses charm, but hey, you're getting more cheese for your money, right? So it's much more... There must be about 10% air in Swiss cheese. I don't want to buy air, I've got some of that at home already.
Or do you now? Because everything's a hole, so it's all filled up, so maybe we're just...
Oh, true.
We're just dead.
You're just craving some of that. Oh, I really want some air holes.
Yeah, I miss that.
Aeros, for those of you who don't have them in your country, and a little aerated, bubbly chocolate bar... They pride themselves on selling you less chocolate.
Yeah, that whole marketing thing is like, you get less. I reckon that got thrown out, that pitch, as their tagline.
It's crazy because they're all going around just being like, hey, now even bubblier. But that's such good marketing.
It is weird though, because it does taste better, but it's the lack of... How can nothing taste better? How can getting rid of stuff make it taste better? It doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. It's they're putting some, maybe it's not oxygen in them, it's some kind of drug like what you have at the dentist. Maybe that's why.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's it. We've figured it out. Now we can make our own aero.
We've exposed you. The truth is out, people.
Get some laughing gas for it and some chocolate. Have a whale of a time.
Another big food with a hole in it. Donuts. I don't understand why people like a hole in a donut. Why would you want that? It's like, you're offered jam.
I do like a holy donut, though.
Why?
I don't prefer it. Chill out.
Wait.
Good
okay.
God. I don't prefer it, but I like them. They're good.
But there was so much promise. I mean, you could have had jam, custard, chocolate, anything, more donut in that hole if you wanted. But no, you chose air.
Again, I think it's just a clever marketing strategy, isn't it? Make less donut, sell it for the same price.
These marketers.
They're very clever, aren't they?
Is that what they're called?
Their whole strategy's out the window. They seem like their only strategy they have is just filling stuff with air. Now you can't do it anymore. So good luck with that.
Exactly. We're finally fighting back against these clever marketers.
Damn capitalism, you know, finally fooled them. Can't trick us any longer with your air strategies. I do like some, like, hula hoops. That's a great food with a hole in.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
There is something satisfying about having a hole in food. Party rings?
Do you like picking them up with a pinky finger and eating them off your finger like that?
Almost, yeah, like wearing them as rings and eating them.
I've got to say, I wasn't feeling it to begin with, but when you get one of them hula hoops that are, like, squashed a bit and they're not a hole anymore, that really aggravates me.
Yeah, it's too much hula hoop in one bite. I like it to be, like, brittle and all, like, crumbling on itself.
Too much hula, not enough hoop.
Yeah, meant to be a 50-50 split of hula to hoop. Speaking of hula hoops, what about hula hooping?
Oh, an actual hula hoop.
Yeah.
I mean, heaven help you if you're currently hula hooping when all the holes disappear. I'm sorry, it's not
part of you.
Oh,
you're
going
to get, like, split in half. Is that how it works? Is it just, like, cut you in half?
It has to.
That's gruesome.
Just a load of half people in the circus or wherever they hula hoop.
The hula hooping convention going on at a time turned into a massacre. Can you hula hoop?
I have been known to dabble with a hula hoop in my time.
Yeah. I, for some reason, I can't imagine it. I've got a hula hoop as well. Next time I see you, I'm going to make you try because I don't believe you can.
Yep, and we'll get it on camera, man. Well, actually, I'm a little scared now. We've spoken about this being cut in half business. Like, I'm a little bit.
You want to really make sure that's not when the holes are going.
No, I'm going to do it for like 5 seconds and then quickly get it off and be like, whew, okay, phew.
It now becomes like an extreme sport. There's constantly the risk of dying. This one, constantly a risk of getting cut in half. I never thought of that before.
Polos, another very common holy food.
I haven't had a polo in years. They still exist?
They still exist. They're around. I haven't had a polo for a long time either, actually.
Whoever's doing their marketing, they've run out of ideas after the whole thing. And we're just like, okay, we got a mint, put a hole in it. He's like, promotion, Brian. Great job. And then 10 years later, Brian has yet to come up with another idea of how to get people to buy polos.
So Brian's like, maybe a tear in the next minute. They're like, no,
a
Brian.
A second hole.
No.
We make it like an eight. No, Brian, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. You've come up with nothing since day one.
I actually had an idea when I was younger that they should make another mint that's a bit like a Tic Tac that fits perfectly into the hole of a polo, and you could call them holos, right? So much so that I emailed the company. I can't remember what brand it is now, but I sent them an email with that idea, and I remember feeling like a king, like I had made it. I was set for life. Like, they were going to love the idea. The helicopter was going to fly down. The CEO was going to come out and praise me for being the next Brian, and nothing happened.
I don't praise you enough, Chris, but that is actually genuinely a great idea.
Thank you very much.
I genuinely really like that from a marketing point of view. I'm surprised they haven't hired you. After they got rid of Brian, they should have got you straight.
So Brian's all like, right, holes in mints, right? And then 20 years later, I come along and I'm like,
oh, the new kids
no
come along and he's got an idea
mints.
Of putting holes in them. All these new kids with their crazy ideas.
But imagine how good it if they made it fit perfectly and it was like a really snug push fit.
What would you have done if they had have gone with that idea but then like never acknowledged your... Would you have thought they stole your idea or someone else just happened to have your idea?
I mean, if it came out like... How long's a development cycle of a mint company?
It can't be long, because I reckon they must take the holes out, because they must be losing polo. Like, I reckon they make a full polo and punch a hole out the middle with a big hole punch.
Do you think?
That's how I reckon they make polos. I mean, it's a really inefficient waste of food. But I reckon they've already got the holos already ready. I reckon that's just what they pay the staff in.
right, yeah.
You get your bonus holos for the month. I don't know, are we sponsored by polos this week?
Well, we should be if we're not, because, you know...
Polo, pay us.
And not just the stupid bits from the insides of them, thank you.
Yeah.
Cash.
Real money, cash money.
Throw in some fruity polos as well if you can.
Yeah, okay, a couple of bags.
We spoke about A World Without Death on the podcast a few episodes back.
Sure.
But obviously, in this world, we still die. A lot of people get buried. Where do they get buried? In a hole.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Do you see my problem?
I do see your problem. Also, all the people are already buried. Just filled up.
But they already kind of are filled up, aren't they?
Well, this is where I get back to the problem with the hole. Like, is a coffin just not a big, like, that's got a hole in it? That's where you're inside the hut. Do you get what I'm saying? Right. So then, what happens to that space you're in?
You're just thinking that any insideness is a hole, right?
But then, what is the difference between the hole in which the coffin is in and the hole that is inside the coffin? They're the same thing, Chris. One is just surrounded by dirt, and one is surrounded by wood. This is why I have a problem with hole. Everything is a hole, Chris.
I just see holes as more of like a more of an official thing, like.
But so why would I dig a hole into dirt? Is that a hole? But if I dig a hole into wood and make a coffin out of it, that's not a hole.
But you're not digging a hole. You're not carving a coffin out of one singular piece of wood. Maybe some people do. That's how I want my coffin. You're building it with walls and stuff.
Right. I don't know. I think everything's a hole.
All right. Well, okay. Pushing your thing aside. So, if we're just talking about the graves, then what do we do about the grave situation? We've got a body. We've got it in a coffin. It's not a hole. We've figured out, but we can't dig a hole now.
Can't we do that thing where we just turn everyone into trees or whatever they do now?
Can you explain?
I really hope I haven't made this up. I feel like this is something I could have dreamt about. You could make people into a tree now, right?
You're not talking I Am Groot level here.
No. I mean, when you die, I think this costs a lot. But you can, like, turn their ashes into something that you can plant that then turns into a tree. Sounds like you can turn people into a diamond, can't you?
Yes, that I've heard of. You get their carbon and you squish it down into a diamond.
Yeah.
Can you not just scatter somebody on a sapling of a tree and just kind of say, they're in that tree?
I mean, yeah. Less official, though, isn't it? Because they're not really in the... They probably just blew away by the time the tree's grown.
Yeah, I mean, well, especially if you can't dig a hole to put them in first.
Yeah, you can't even put trees down. You can't put a hole to put... This, we can't plant anything.
This is terrible. We're going to need more graves.
I said this one was bad. We can't plant any kind of produce or any sort of kind of vegetation. We're going to starve, Chris.
Well, how about this, right? So you put the sapling down just on flat ground, right? And then you get some earth, some loose earth, and you sort of like... push it around it and make like a bit of a mound.
But then, where are you getting this dirt from? Because you don't get to dig that up from somewhere else.
Well, this is true. This is why I think we're going to have a limit on like bags of compost and stuff are going to skyrocket, go through the roof. Because that's the only place we can...
That's going to be the new gold.
That's going to be the new gold. Yeah, loose dirt.
Anything we've already previously dug up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to run out fast. There can't be that many bags of compost lying around.
True. Or what about like quicksand, right? You could put some bodies... on some quicksand and they'll just sink down, no hole there.
Sounds like something a mafia boss would do to get rid of somebody murdered. It's just horrible.
Well, maybe. I mean, there aren't enough good uses for quicksand, really, are there? Like,
I don't think quicksand actually really exists. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think that's just something like Scooby-Doo made up.
You could be right. I've never seen quicksand, so...
And if it does exist, I think it's, like, very underwhelming. Like, it's just sand that, like... you sink like an inch into, maybe.
The quick was a bit of an oversell.
I don't think it swallows people. I don't think anyone has died from quicksand.
I'm going to be Googling. This is my evening's entertainment. Mm. Well, that's quite dark entertainment there.
Yeah, just looking up people who have died.
Look up dead people, quicksand.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Looking into sports a little bit, there are a surprising low amount of sports that have, like, official holes in them.
Right.
Right. The only one I got's golf.
Basketball? A hoop is definitely a hole.
You wouldn't say, oh, that, look at that basketball. I'm not down with the kids, right? But I'm pretty sure it's not a basketball hole.
You're trying to tell me that a basketball hoop does not have a hole in it? Is that what you were actually trying to tell me, Chris?
I mean, nobody refers to it as a hole.
I don't care. It's still a hole. It is obviously a hole. It is, okay, by every definition, a hole.
All right, sorry, NBA. No more basketball for you either, then.
Right.
Jack said so.
I think this affects every sport. I think pretty much every sport is getting something in a hole. Football, a goal's just a big hole.
A goal isn't a hole.
A goal is a hole.
Every goal's a hole.
Oh, dear. But yes, golf, okay. Golf undeniably, it's in the name. Right?
And I mean, there's 18 of them as well, so you know.
Golf is really having a hard time.
How do we fix golf? Let's spitball this together.
Well, because I was just about to say put a bucket, but a bucket definitely has a hole in the top of it.
It is kind of like a man-made hole, isn't it, a bucket?
Just give up on golf. I think we've got bigger problems to worry about than how we're going to play golf.
Maybe.
We don't have any food anymore, Chris. We can't plant anything. I think golf is the least of our worries.
I thought some sticky sellotape.
We just got to land it closest to the tape.
Just get it stuck on the tape, yeah.
Right. Like I say, really is not the main thing on my mind is playing golf in these trying times.
Maybe. Maybe you're right, but, you know, someone's got to think about this stuff. You lot think about the serious world-destroying stuff. I'll sort sports.
You'll think about the golf.
Yeah.
Great. I was going to try and be positive and come up with a good point and say, no more holes in our socks. You know how annoying that is when you get a hole in your sock? Hate that.
It's like a sock has died when it gets a hole in it.
And it was, especially when you haven't realised and you put it on, you're like, oh, no.
What's worst is when you're walking along and you feel your toe come out of a hole and touch you inside of your shoe. You're like, oh, God. Oh, no.
No, not about that. But we don't even have socks anyway, because how do you put a sock on?
You put your foot in a hole. I mean, take a big flat napkin and you wrap that around your foot, the napkin's not got a hole in it.
No, but that's not... Okay, I don't know what socks you're buying, but that is not how a sock works, because you don't wrap it around your foot. If the hole in the end of it is called a hole, where you, like, make a hole in it by accident, how is the top bit not a hole? I really don't think you understand what a hole is, Chris, after this discussion.
Yeah, you're right. You're convincing me a lot of the time here. Maybe a sock is just a big hole. Sandals for life.
Oh, I hate sandals. this world just gets worse.
You sounded so genuinely upset.
It's actually, the thought of just having to see everyone's feet all the time is actually making me a bit sick. This world gets worse and worse, this one.
Now, here's a little quizzy question for you here. I don't think you're going to get it, but in April 2019, right, the word hole was twice as popular in, like, Google's search terms from the history of when Google started counting how many times people search for the word hole. It was twice as popular in the month of April 2019. Why do you think that was?
Sinkholes? The big sinkhole happened?
Nope.
No.
It was the first time we had a picture, a real picture, of a black hole.
Ah.
All right? It was rubbish looking, but it was the first official picture, not just some
that
CGI thing. I remember that too. Isn't that crazy? And that made it twice as popular. That, or I mean, at least that's why I think it was. I don't know. I just saw this massive spike in April 2019 and was like, huh, What happened then? Googled it, found a first picture of a black hole. But it wasn't even like holes or black holes. Like, I searched both of those too. There was no spike in the search of them at all. Just a singular hole.
There was no spike in black holes the nope. day that they released the picture of the black hole.
Nope, but the word hole. I just think it's a load of people like, I'm hearing this thing on the news about some hole. I don't know what it is or why or what. I'll just use Google. H-O-L-E. Enter.
What is a hole?
Yeah, that must be why. That's the only way. It was 2 days that lasted of double, and then bam, straight away, third day, it returned to, like, you know, half levels again or the regular level. So people just don't care that much about a picture of a black hole, about science. Like,
as you said, the picture wasn't great, was it?
It wasn't great, but it was the first picture. Like, there's a picture of a celebrity's child, and it's more popular in the news than that.
Yeah, but they're more photogenic, aren't they?
Do we know what a black hole is yet? Have scientists figured that out?
I think it's a big black hole.
Okay, I think we don't fully know what it is. So a load of research just down the drain now that black holes have gone.
I think it saves us a lot of effort, though, isn't it? Like, we're just spending so much time. What is it? I don't know. Is it this? I don't know. Is it this? I don't know. We're not going to find out. Even if we went there, we'd die. So we're never going to find out. So it just saves us a load of hassle, if you ask me.
And if anything, like, why are NASA the ones so interested in it? Why aren't, like, vacuum cleaner companies interested in researching the suction power of a black hole? They'd get more use out of it.
That is a pretty deadly vacuum.
Can you imagine that? If they managed to harness the power of a black hole in the end of a...
I could just imagine the infomercial now.
Go on.
Oh, I mean, no. Sorry, that's just not where I was going with that.
Oh, sorry, we all have to just imagine... Everyone at home, imagine hilarious infomercial.
You know, it's just a guy shouting really enthusiastically about how they've harnessed the power of a black hole. I'm not going to do the voice, Chris. I know you want me to. I'm not going to do it. But we can all imagine it. We've all seen infomercials. We all know how stupid they are. And just imagine it. It's like when you have like a... The torch of the power of a million candles or whatever it was. Do you remember that one?
I remember that one.
It's like that, but just even more. There's a vacuum with the power of a black hole. I'd buy it.
In all honesty, though, it would be pretty cool. You wouldn't need a bag. You wouldn't need to empty the bag. Basically, it's just a black hole on the end of a stick that you just kind of like push around.
But it's the best bin ever, isn't it? Imagine having just your trash can full of, just got a little black hole in it, little mini one. Just throw it in there, get rid of it. That solves all the problems we have with, like, all the waste and stuff.
Your toilet as well.
Oh, great.
There's not a hole in the toilet anymore to poo in, so...
Well, okay, there's another problem before the chain of that.
Your bottom hole.
Yes.
Right.
I was trying to avoid getting to that at this point in the podcast, but it's pretty unavoidable. It was the second thing I thought of when there was hole.
It was the first something you wanted to call me. you didn't answer that. Okay, fair enough. Just leave that one hanging. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what we do about that now. Stop eating. I mean, we can't even eat first if you say our mouth's gone.
I was going to say, it's not just that. All of our senses are gone as well. Eyes, nose, mouth, ears, all of my holes.
You realise that pooing isn't a sense.
Yeah, you got the six senses, right? You got touch, taste, sight, sound. I can't actually... Touch, taste, sight, sound. Smell. I forgot smell for a second. And then pooing.
They're the seven senses.
Six senses.
Six senses, sorry.
You're thinking of the film. Look, we don't all have the sixth sense already. That is the film. So seeing dead people is the sixth, and then the seventh is pooing.
It's hard to keep track of all these senses, man. It's difficult.
Yeah, no, it's not a sense, Chris. I was more going with it's another orifice. And most of our orifices do have a sense.
Orify?
Most of our orify, yes. I'm sure that's correct. have a sense attached to them.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it has a sense attached to it too. I reckon the touch is pretty strong in there, I reckon. I think I would sense if someone was near it.
This is true. Sticking in the bathroom, why not? We've gone to the toilet talk.
I thought you said stick it in the... And I was worried where you were going with that.
No, sticking in the bathroom.
Right, sorry, yeah.
Running a bath is a much bigger commitment now. Because you can't just empty it again. You got, What you got to do? Just wait for it to evaporate.
I would argue the bath itself is a hole, Chris. Let's not get started.
Okay, all right, so... Well, at what point...
I don't think you can put the tap on, because what has the tap got at the end of it for the water to come out of?
No, now you're talking a bit more sense, actually.
Everything is a hot... I don't know how many times I have to say it in this podcast, Chris.
Well, it's going to be at least five more. I can sense that.
Good luck trying to say any more points without me saying that as my response.
All right, baths. Okay, tell me this then. What's the difference between a plate and a bowl? Is one of them a hole and one of them not?
Yep.
I'm guessing a bowl is a hole?
Yep.
That's fun to say.
It is, isn't it? Look, the thing is, it doesn't even matter about baths. We don't have smell anyway, so it doesn't matter that we're not showering. We don't have sight to see that we're all like looking gross as well.
We're just this big potato of solid flesh.
We're just this weird blob of nothing. Like
craving polos.
Have eyes, nose, mouth, can't poo, can't eat. Doesn't matter, we can't plant anything or grow anything. We're just some useless blob. This is by far the worst one yet, Chris.
Man, who would have thought that holes would have been so world-destroying?
I know. Horrifying.
A lot of animals choose to live in a hole, don't they? Like rabbits,
yep.
Badgers.
Keep going.
Worms.
Keep going.
And beavers. No, they live in a wooden house.
Wooden house is a bit extravagant, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's made of wood and it's their house. I mean, what do you want from me?
Okay, sure.
I'm a natural-born salesman. I like to say, yeah.
You should become a real estate agent. That's about what they do. Oh, lovely house you've got here. It's a
lovely
damn
wooden house. Very, very nice nature views. Yeah, no, it'd be great here. But, yeah, why?
I think the main reason most animals live in houses is they don't really have that much construction ability. I don't think they have the ability to make a house, like, unlike humans.
Well, I don't think I could make a house either. But, honestly, like, I don't think I could make a hole like a rabbit does. That takes some bravery.
You couldn't make a... I mean, Chris, aim a little higher in life. You don't think you can make a hole?
I don't think I could make a hole that I could go and crawl in and turn around in and then get back out in with my bare paws.
Oh, you do it with just your paws?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any kind of construction equipment, do they?
That's their fault for being stupid. Okay, fair fight. I'll give the rabbit a shovel as well. Then we'll see it with.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be a little one. A little shovel.
Oh, yeah, a little rabbit-sized shovel.
Just a trowel.
I reckon I'd still beat it, make it a hole.
That you could fit in and live in.
Yeah.
In the solid ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this something you're willing to try out, maybe on camera?
100%.
Dear, okay. Well, I'm quite excited now, actually.
I mean, I get a shovel. We haven't established that part.
You get a shovel, the rabbit gets it. Everything you get, the rabbit gets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I'd easily win that.
Okay.
You've not even got anywhere convincing the rabbit to make a hole. You just have to tell me go. You just say the rabbit goes, just sitting there, don't feel like it.
Right, that's the problem with that.
That's what I'm banking on.
That we've chosen a lazy rabbit here. Yeah,
the rabbit just has no care in making a hole. Not interested.
Is that part of your specification that you get to choose the rabbit?
Yeah, I'm picking the laziest rabbit I can find.
But in all seriousness, though, why don't, like, monkeys make holes? Or horses? Can you imagine finding a horse hole out
again,
in the wild?
Again, I think it's to do with, like, size. Like, as you were kind of getting at, like, it's easier for a rabbit to make something that it can fit in because it's smaller than it is for a horse or a giraffe. Imagine a giraffe. That's a hole I would like to see.
Wow. Yeah.
Giraffes are weird, aren't they? They shouldn't exist.
Let's talk about giraffes.
Let's just get this out on the record. What is up with giraffes? I've gone long enough without saying it. They are a ridiculous freak of an animal.
It's only taken 21 podcasts for Jack to finally get his chance to just diss all the giraffes.
I finally got to have my word. What are they about?
You know, in like films where a house has a mouse in it.
Sure.
It like live not like ownership of the house. They've like secretly moved in.
Yeah.
They always have that little like mouse hole in the skirting board.
Yeah.
Did the mouse make that?
I think it's always a... Do you want a serious answer?
Yeah, let's have a serious answer.
Okay, I think it's a cartoon stylization of the idea that a mouse makes holes in stuff by like gnawing through stuff normally, and they need like a scrappy hole. But it's like a cartoon stylization of that idea, I think. In the same way, you know, that the mouse talks and has a personality. They don't really do that either, Chris. You know?
Okay, now the funny answer there.
Oh, I didn't have one.
Hilarious.
Well, pretty funny, Andrew.
One more animal thing that I did think of that, again, like you say, everything's a hull, so all animals are just big animal-shaped blobs now as well. Even
but
giraffes.
Ignoring that.
But ignoring all of that, whales, they're going to suffocate? Do they, with their blowhole?
What does the hole do?
I think they just use it for spitting, basically.
Every time they're a bit annoyed, they're just like...
just blowing off some steam.
Yeah. They got to let everyone else around them know that he's annoyed.
I think it's so they can, like, drink a load of soupy shrimp water and then filter out all the water out of their blowhole. But can't they just dribble it out of their mouth? Like, they got a big old mouth. Why do they need a hole in the top of their head?
I'm sorry. Try swimming along underwater, open your mouth, take a load of water in, and then just dribble the water out without getting any more water. I don't know how you'd manage to do that.
I think I could do it. You know what we've just created? We've just created some kind of, like, human-animal Olympic situation where you're trying to beat a rabbit, I'm trying to beat a whale.
I think you've got the harder job here.
I don't know. I think I could have a mouthful of water and shrimp, and I could spit the water out without spitting the shrimp out too, out of my mouth.
Whilst still underwater?
Whilst underwater.
No!
No?
Or maybe, actually. I'm just imagining it now. I reckon you can spit water out whilst keeping other stuff in your mouth. Whilst done, yeah. Take that back.
I mean, I've done it. I've done it accidentally many a time before.
I just feel like, so, I would always come up to, like, get the water out of my mouth. I would never think of doing that exchange underwater.
Well, whale, I mean, they do, right? They don't blow the water out. They come out to the surface and go, poof.
So you reckon they should just come out and instead just dribble out their mouth?
Just go, blah,
blah, and then go back. It's much less spectacular, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, a bit less showy-offy. I think I've got a problem with whales, like you've got a problem with giraffes here.
Well, we're finding out all our little animal beefs we've got going on here, haven't we? I reckon if we went up in a fight against our rival animals, I think I'd win.
Does the animal know that it's in a fight with me?
No, sorry. I think we'd both lose. I want to make that clear. You wouldn't be able to beat a whale. I would not be able to beat a giraffe. I would lose less.
Well, are we fighting on dry land here? I mean, if it's a home game for me.
No, not a home game. The whole thing is about doing stuff underwater. This is what you challenged the whale at to begin with.
Okay, all right, yeah, fair play.
Okay, we have a home leg and an away leg.
Now we're getting fair. Okay, I'm liking this.
I think whoever goes first in your one is the winner there, really. You either drown or they either suffocate.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Well, that was a lovely, depressing one. So I guess that's all we got time for. I think that'll do us for today. So I hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. So let us know your thoughts about a world without holes. There's definitely going to be some weird extra side effects that we haven't thought of.
Yes. If there are, you can tweet us at Chris and Jack. That's Chris with a K. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.